Elizabeth enters.
What keeps you so late? It's almost dark.
I were planting far out to the forest edge.
Oh, you're done then.
Aye, the farm is seeded. The boy's asleep.
They will be soon.
And she goes to the fireplace, proceeds to ladle up stew in a dish.
Pray now for a fair summer.
Aye.
Are you well today?
I am.
She brings the plate to the table and, indicating the food...
It is a rabbit.
Oh, is it? In Jonathan's trap?
No, she walked into the house this afternoon. Found her sitting in the corner like she come to visit.
Well, that's a good sign, walking in.
Pray God. Hurt my heart to strip her, poor rabbit.
It's well seasoned.
I took great care. She's tender?
Aye. I think we'll see green fields soon. It's warm as blood beneath the clods.
That's well.
If the crop is good, I'll buy George Jacob's heifer. How would that please you?
Aye, it would.
I mean to please you, Elizabeth.
I know it, John.
He gets up, goes to her, kisses her. She receives it. With a certain disappointment, he returns to the table.
Cider?
Aye.
Farm's a continent when you go foot by foot, dropping seeds in it.
It must be.
Got to bring some flowers in the house.
Oh, I forgot. I will tomorrow.
It's winter in here yet. On Sunday, let you come with me and we'll walk the farm together. I never see such a load of flowers on the earth.
With good feeling, he goes and looks up at the sky through the open doorway.
Lilacs have a purple smell. Lilac is the smell of nightfall, I think. Massachusetts is a beauty in the spring.
Aye, it is.
There is a pause. She is watching him from the table as he stands there absorbing the night. It is as though she would speak but cannot. Instead now, she takes up his plate and glass and fork and goes with them to the basin. Her back is turned to him. He turns to her and watches her. A sense of their separation rises.
I think you're sad again. Are you?
You come so late, I thought you'd gone to Salem this afternoon.
Why? I have no business in Salem.
You did speak of going earlier this week.
I thought better of it since.
Mary Warren's there today.
Why'd you let her? You heard me forbid her go to Salem anymore.
I couldn't stop her.
Oh, it is a fault. It is a fault, Elizabeth. You're the mistress. You're not Mary Warren.
She frightened all my strength away.
How may that mouse frighten you, Elizabeth? You...
It is a mouse no more. I forbid her go, and she raises up her chin like the daughter of a prince and says to me, I must go to Salem, Goody Proctor. I am an official of the court.
Court? What court?
Aye, it is a proper court they have now. They've sent 4 judges out of Boston, she says, weighty magistrates of the general court, and at the head sits the deputy governor of the province.
Why, she's mad.
I would to God she were. There be 14 people in the jail now, she says. And they'll be tried, and the court have power to hang them too, she says.
Oh, they'd never hang.
The deputy governor promise hanging if they'll not confess, John. The town's gone wild, I think. She speak of Abigail, and I thought she were a saint to hear her. Abigail brings the other girls into the court, and where she walks the crowd will part like the sea for Israel. And folks are brought before them, and if they scream and howl and fall to the floor, the person's clapped in the jail for bewitching them.
Oh, it is a black mischief.
I think you must go to Salem, John. I think so. You must tell them it is a fraud.
Aye. It is, surely.
Let you go to Ezekiel Cheever. He knows you well. And tell him what she said to you last week in her uncle's house. She said it had naught to do with witchcraft, did she not?
Aye, she did. She did.
God forbid you keep that from the court, John. I think they must be told.
Aye, they must. They must. It is a wonder they do believe her.
I would go to Salem now, John. let you go tonight.
I'll think on it.
You cannot keep it, John.
I know I cannot keep it. I say I will think on it.
Good, then, let you think on it.
I am only wondering how I may prove what she told me, Elizabeth. If the girl's a saint now, I think it is not easy to prove she's fraud and the town gone so silly. She told it to me in a room alone. I have no proof for it.
You were alone with her?
For a moment alone, aye.
Why then it is not as you told me?
For a moment, I say, the others come in soon after.
Do as you wish, then.
Woman, I'll not have your suspicion anymore.
I have no...
I'll not have it.
Then let you not earn it.
You doubt me yet.
John, if it were not Abigail that you must go to hurt, would you falter now? I think not.
Now look, you...
I see what I see, John.
You will not judge me more, Elizabeth. I have good reason to think before I charge fraud on Abigail, and I will think on it. Let you look to your own improvement before you go to judge your husband anymore. I have forgot Abigail, and...
And I...
Spare me. You forget nothing and forgive nothing. Learn charity, woman. I have gone tiptoe in this house all 7 months since she is gone. I have not moved from there to there without, I think, to please you. And still, an everlasting funeral marches round your heart. I cannot speak, but I am doubted. Every moment judged for lies, as though I come into a court when I come into this house.
John, you are not open with me. You saw her with a crowd, you said. Now...
I'll plead my honesty no more, Elizabeth.
John, I am on...
No more! I should have roared you down when first you told me your suspicion. But I wilted, and, like a Christian, I confessed. Confessed. Some dream I had must have mistaken you for God that day, but you're not. You're not. And let you remember it. Let you look sometimes for the goodness in me and judge me not.
I do not judge you. The magistrate sits in your heart that judges you. I never thought you but a good man, John. Only somewhat bewildered.
Oh, Elizabeth, your justice would freeze beer.
He turns suddenly toward a sound outside. He starts for the door as Mary Warren enters. As soon as he sees her, he goes directly to her and grabs her by the cloak, furious.
How do you go to Salem when I forbid it? Do you mock me? I'll whip you if you dare leave this house again.
Strangely, she doesn't resist him, but hangs limply by his grip.
I am sick. I'm sick, Mr. Proctor. Pray hurt me not.
Her strangeness throws him off, and her evident pallor and weakness. He frees her.
My insides are all shuddery. I am in the proceedings all day, sir.
And what of these proceedings here? When will you proceed to keep this house as you are paid £9 a year to do, and my wife not wholly well?
As though to compensate, Mary Warren goes to Elizabeth with a small rag doll.
I made a gift for you today, Goody Proctor. I had to sit long hours in a chair and pass the time with sewing.
Why, thank you. It's a fair poppet.
We must all love each other now, Goody Proctor.
Aye, indeed we must.
I'll get up early in the morning and clean the house. I must sleep now.
Mary, is it true there be 14 women arrested?
No, sir. There be 39 now.
Why, she's weeping. What ails you, child?
Goody Osborne will hang.
Hang? Hang, you say?
Aye.
The deputy governor will permit it?
He sentenced her. He must. But not Sarah Good, for Sarah Good confessed, you see.
Confessed to what?
That she sometimes made a compact with Lucifer and wrote her name in his black book with her blood and bound herself to torment Christians till God's thrown down and we all must worship hell forevermore.
But surely you know what a jabberer she is. Did you tell them that?
Mr. Proctor, in open court, she near to choked us all to death.
How choked you?
She sent her spirit out. Oh, Mary. Mary, surely you... She tried to kill me many times, Goody Proctor.
Why, I never heard you mention that before.
I never knew it before. I never knew anything before. When she come into the court, I say to myself, I must not accuse this woman, for she sleep in ditches and so very old and poor. But then she sit there, denying and denying, and I feel a misty coldness climbing up my back, and the skin on my skull begin to creep, and I feel a clamp around my neck, and I cannot breathe air. And then I hear a voice, a screaming voice, and it were my voice. And all at once I remembered everything she done to me.
Why? What did she do to you?
So many times, Mr. Proctor, she come to this very door, begging bread and a cup of cider, and mark this. Whenever I turned her away empty, she mumbled.
Mumbled? She may mumble if she's hungry.
But what does she mumble? You must remember, Goody Proctor. Last month, a Monday, I think, she walked away, and I thought my guts would burst for 2 days after. Do you remember it?
Why, I do, I think, but...
And so I told that to Judge Hawthorne, and he asks her so. Sarah Good, says he, what curse do you mumble that this girl must fall sick after turning you away?
Why, Your Excellence, no curse at all. I only say my commandments. I hope I may say my commandments, says she.
And that's an upright answer.
Aye, but then Judge Hawthorne say, recite for us your commandments. And of all the 10, she could not say a single one. She never knew no commandments, and they had her in a flat lie.
And so condemned her.
Why, they must when she condemned herself.
But the proof. The proof.
I told you the proof. It's hard proof. Hard as rock, the judges said.
You will not go to court again, Mary Warren.
I must tell you, sir, I will be gone every day now. I am amazed you do not see what weighty work we do.
What work you do? It's strange work for a Christian girl to hang old women.
But, Mr. Proctor, they will not hang them if they confess. Sarah Good will only sit in jail some time. And here's a wonder for you. Think on this. Goody Good is pregnant.
Pregnant? Are they mad? The woman's near to 60.
They had Dr. Griggs examine her, and she's full to the brim. And smoking a pipe all these years, and no husband either. But she's safe, thank God, for they'll not hurt the innocent child. But be that not a marvel. You must see it, sir. It's God's work we do. So I'll be gone every day for some time. I am an official of the court, they say, and I...
I'll official you.
He strides to the mantel, takes down the whip hanging there.
I'll not stand whipping anymore.
Mary, promise now you'll stay at home.
The devil's loose in Salem, Mr. Proctor. We must discover where he's hiding.
I'll whip the devil out of you.
I saved her life today.
I am accused.
Somewhat mentioned? But I said I never see no sign you ever sent your spirit out to hurt no one. And seeing I do live so closely with you, they dismissed it.
Who accused me?
I am bound by law. I cannot tell it. I only hope you'll not be so sarcastical no more. 4 judges and the king's deputy sat to dinner with us but an hour ago. I would have you speak civilly to me from this out.
Go to bed.
I'll not be ordered to bed no more, Mr. Proctor. I am 18 and a woman, however single.
Do you wish to sit up? Then sit up.
I wish to go to bed.
Good night, then.
Good night.
Dissatisfied, uncertain of herself, she goes out. Wide-eyed both, Proctor and Elizabeth stand staring.
Oh, the noose. The noose is up.
There'll be no noose.
She wants me dead. I knew all week it would come to this.
They dismissed it. You heard her say...
And what of tomorrow? She will cry me out until they take me.
Sit you down.
She wants me dead, John. You know it.
I say sit down. Now we must be wise, Elizabeth.
Oh, indeed. Indeed.
Fear nothing. I'll find Ezekiel Cheever. I'll tell him she said it were all sport.
John, with so many in the jail, more than Cheever's help is needed now, I think. Will you favor me with this? Go to Abigail.
What have I to say to Abigail?
John, grant me this. You have a faulty understanding of young girls. There is a promise made in any bed.
What promise?
Spoke or silent, a promise is surely made. And she may dote on it now, I am sure she does, and thinks to kill me than to take my place. It is her dearest hope, John. I know it. There be a thousand names. Why does she call mine? There be a certain danger in calling such a name. I am no goody-good that sleeps in ditches, nor Osborne, drunk and half-witted. She dare not call out such a farmer's wife, but there be monstrous profit in it. She thinks to take my place, John.
She cannot think it.
John, have you ever shown her somewhat of contempt? She cannot pass you in the church, but you will blush.
I may blush for my sin.
I think she sees another meaning in that blush.
And what see you? What see you, Elizabeth?
I think you be somewhat ashamed, for I am there, and she so close.
When will you know me, woman? Were I stone, I would have cracked for shame this 7 months.
Then go and tell her she's a whore. Whatever promise she may sense, break it, John. Break it.
Good, then. I'll go.
Oh, how unwillingly.
I will curse her hotter than the oldest cinder in hell, but pray begrudge me not my anger.
Your anger? I only ask
Woman,
you...
am I so base? Do you truly think me base?
I never called you base.
Then how do you charge me with such a promise? The promise that a stallion gives a mare I gave that girl.
And why do you anger with me when I bid you break it?
Because it speaks deceit and I am honest. But I'll plead no more. I see now your spirit twist around the single error of my life, and I will never tear it free.
Oh, you'll tear it free. When you come to know that I will be your only wife, or no wife at all, she has an arrow in you yet, John Proctor, and you know it well.
Quite suddenly, as though from the air, a figure appears in the doorway. They start slightly. It is Mr. Hale. He is different now, drawn a little, and there is a quality of deference, even of guilt, about his manner now.
Good evening.
Why, Mr. Hale. Good evening to you, sir. Come in. Come in.
I hope I do not startle you.
No, no. It's only that I heard no horse.
You are Goodwife Proctor.
Aye. Elizabeth?
I hope you're not off to bed yet.
No. No. We are not used to visitors after dark, but you're welcome here. Will you sit down, sir?
I will. Let you sit, Goodwife Proctor.
She does, never letting him out of her sight. There is a pause as Hale looks about the room.
Will you drink cider, Mr. Hale?
No, it rebels my stomach. I have some further traveling yet tonight. Sit you down, sir. I will not keep you long, but I have some business with you.
Business of the court?
No. No, I... come of my own, without the court's authority. Hear me. I know not if you are aware, but your wife's name is mentioned in the court.
We know it, sir. Our Mary Warren told us. We are entirely amazed.
I am a stranger here, as you know, and in my ignorance I find it hard to draw a clear opinion of them that come accused before the court. And so this afternoon, and now tonight, I go from house to house. I come now from Rebecca Nurse's house.
Rebecca's charged.
God forbid such a one be charged. She is, however, mentioned somewhat.
You will never believe, I hope, that Rebecca trafficked with the devil.
Woman, it is possible.
Surely you cannot think so.
This is a strange time, mister. No man may longer doubt the powers of the dark are gathered in monstrous attack upon this village. There is too much evidence now to deny it. You will agree, sir?
I have no knowledge in that line. But it's hard to think so pious a woman be secretly a devil's bitch after 70 years of such good prayer.
Aye, but the devil is a wily one. You cannot deny it. However, she is far from accused, and I know she will not be. I thought, sir, to put some questions as to the Christian character of this house, if you'll permit me.
Why, we have no fear of questions, sir.
Good, then. In the book of record that Mr. Paris keeps, I note that you are rarely in the church on the Sabbath day.
No, sir, you are mistaken.
26 times in 17 months, sir. I must call that rare. Will you tell me why you are so absent?
Mr. Hale, I never knew I must account to that man for I come to church or stay at home. My wife was sick this winter.
So I am told, but you, mister, why could you not come alone?
I surely did come when I could, and when I could not, I prayed in this house.
Mr. Proctor, your house is not a church. Your theology must tell you that.
It does, sir, it does. And it tells me that a minister may pray to God without he have golden candlesticks upon the altar.
What golden candlesticks?
Since we built the church, there were pewter candlesticks upon the altar. Francis Nurse made him, you know, and a sweeter hand never touched the metal. But Paris came, and for 20 weeks he preached nothing but golden candlesticks until he had them. I labor the earth from dawn of day to blink of night, and I tell you true. When I look to heaven and see my money glaring at his elbows, it hurt my prayer, sir. It hurt my prayer. I think sometimes the man dreams cathedrals, not clapboard meeting houses.
And yet, mister, a Christian on Sabbath day must be in church. Tell me, you have 3 children.
Aye, boys.
How comes it that only 2 are baptized?
I like it not that Mr. Paris should lay his hand upon my baby. I see no light of God in that man. I'll not conceal it.
I must say it, Mr. Proctor. That is not for you to decide. The man's ordained. Therefore, the light of God is in him.
What's your suspicion, Mr. Hale?
No, I have no...
I nailed the roof upon the church. I hung the door.
Oh, did you? That's a good sign, then.
It may be I have been too quick to bring the man to book, but you cannot think we ever desire the destruction of religion. I think that's in your mind, is it not?
I have... There is a softness in your record, sir. A softness.
I think maybe we have been too hard with Mr. Paris. I think so. But sure, we never loved the devil here.
Do you know your commandments, Elizabeth?
I surely do. There be no mark of blame upon my life, Mr. Hale. I am a covenanted Christian woman.
And you, mister?
I am sure I do, sir.
Let you repeat them, if you will.
The commandments?
Aye.
Thou shalt not kill.
Aye.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, nor make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
You have said that twice, sir.
Aye.
Adultery, John.
Aye. You see, sir, between the two of us, we do know them all.
Hale only looks at Proctor, deep in his attempt to define this man. Proctor grows more uneasy.
I think it'd be a small fault.
Theology, sir, is a fortress. No crack in a fortress may be accounted small.
There be no love for Satan in this house, mister.
I pray it. I pray it dearly.
He looks to both of them, an attempt at a smile on his face, but his misgivings are clear.
Well then, I'll bid you good night.
Mr. Hale, I do think you are suspecting me somewhat. Are you not?
Goody Proctor, I do not judge you. My duty is to add what I may to the godly wisdom of the court. I pray you both good health and good fortune. Good night, sir.
I think you must tell him, John.
What's that?
Will you tell him?
I have no witness and cannot prove it, except my word be taken. But I know the children's sickness had not to do with witchcraft.
Not to do?
Mr. Paris discovered them sporting in the woods. They were startled and took sick.
Who told you this?
Abigail Williams.
Abigail?
Aye.
Abigail Williams told you it had not to do with witchcraft.
She told me the day you came, sir.
Why did you keep this?
I never knew until tonight that the world has gone daft with this nonsense.
Nonsense? Mister, I have myself examined Tituba, Sarah Good, and numerous others that have confessed to dealing with the devil. They have confessed it.
And why not, if they must hang for denying it? There are them that will swear to anything before they'll hang. Have you never thought of that?
I have. I have, indeed.
It is his own suspicion, but he resists it. He glances at Elizabeth, then at John.
And you, would you testify to this in court?
I had not reckoned with going into court, but if I must, I will.
Do you falter here?
I falter nothing. But I may wonder if my story will be credited in such a court. I do wonder on it, when such a steady-minded minister as you will suspicion such a woman that never lied and cannot, and the world knows she cannot. I may falter somewhat, mister. I am no fool.
Proctor, let you open with me now, for I have a rumor that troubles me. It's said you hold no belief that there may even be witches in the world. Is that true, sir?
I know not what I have said. I may have said it. I have wondered if there be witches in the world, although I cannot believe they come among us now.
Then you do not
believe. I have no knowledge of it. The Bible speaks of witches, and I will not deny them.
And you, woman?
I cannot believe it.
You cannot?
Elizabeth, you bewilder him.
I cannot think the devil may own a woman's soul, Mr. Hale, when she keeps an upright way, as I have. I am a good woman. I know it. And if you believe I may do only good work in the world, and yet be secretly bound to Satan, then I must tell you, sir, I do not believe it.
But, woman, you do believe there are witches.
If you think that I am one, then I say there are none.
You surely do not fly against the gospel. The gospel.
She believe in the gospel, every word.
Question Abigail Williams about the gospel, not myself.
She do not mean to doubt the gospel, so you cannot think it. This be a Christian house, sir, a Christian house.
God keep you both. Let the third child be quickly baptized, and go you without fail each Sunday into Sabbath prayer, and keep a solemn, quiet way among you. I think...
Giles Corey appears in doorway.
John!
Giles, what's the matter?
They take my wife.
Francis Nurse enters.
And here's Rebecca.
Rebecca's in the jail?
Aye, Cheever come and take her in his wagon. We only now come from the jail, and they'll not even let us in to see them.
They've surely gone wild now, Mr. Hale.
Reverend Hale, can you not speak to the deputy governor? I'm sure he mistakes these people.
Pray calm yourself, Mr. Nurse.
My wife is the very brick and mortar of the church, Mr. Hale. And Martha Corey, there cannot be a woman closer yet to God than Martha.
How is Rebecca charged, Mr. Nurse?
For murder she's charged. For the marvelous and supernatural murder of Goody Putnam's babies. What am I to do, Mr. Hale?
Believe me, Mr. Nurse, if Rebecca Nurse be tainted, then nothing's left to stop the whole green world from burning. Let you rest upon the justice of the court. The court will send her home, I know it.
You cannot mean she will be tried in court.
Nurse, though our hearts break, we cannot flinch. These are new times, sir. There is a misty plot afoot so subtle we should be criminal to cling to old respects and ancient friendships. I have seen too many frightful proofs in court. The devil is alive in Salem, and we dare not quail to follow wherever the accusing finger points.
How may such a woman murder children?
Man, remember, until an hour before the devil fell, God thought him beautiful in heaven.
Well, I never said my wife were a witch, Mr. Hale. I only said she were reading books.
Mr. Corey, exactly what complaint were made on your wife?
That bloody mongrel Walcott charged her. You see, he bought a pig of my wife 4 or 5 years ago, and the pig died soon after. So he come dancing in for his money back. So my Martha, she says to him, "Walcott, if you haven't the wit to feed a pig properly, you'll not live to own many," she says. Now he goes to court and claims that from that day to this he cannot keep a pig alive for more than 4 weeks because my Martha bewitched them with her books.
Enter Ezekiel Cheever. A shocked silence.
Good evening to you, Proctor.
Why, Mr. Cheever, good evening.
Good evening, all. Good evening, Mr. Hale.
I hope you come not on business of the court.
I do, Proctor. I am clerk of the court now, you know.
Enter Marshal Herrick, a man in his early 30s, who is somewhat shamefaced at the moment.
It's a pity, Ezekiel, that an honest tailor might have gone to heaven, must burn in hell. You'll burn for this, do you know it?
You know yourself I must do as I'm told. You surely know that, Giles. And I'd as lief you'd not be sending me to hell. I like not the sound of it, I tell you. I like not the sound of it. Now believe me, Proctor, how heavy be the law, all its tonnage I do carry on my back tonight. I have a warrant for your wife.
You said she were not charged.
I know nothing of it. When were she charged?
I am given 16 warrant tonight, sir, and she is one.
Who charged her?
Why, Abigail Williams charged her.
On what proof? What proof?
Mr. Proctor, I have little time. The court bid me search your house, but I like not to search a house. So, will you hand me any poppets that your wife may keep here?
Poppets?
I never kept no poppets, not since I were a girl.
Embarrassed, glancing toward the mantel where sits Mary Warren's poppet.
I spy a poppet, Goody Proctor.
Oh! Why, this is Mary's.
Would you please give it to me?
Has the court discovered a text in poppets now?
Do you keep any others in this house?
No, nor this one either till tonight. What signifies a poppet?
Why, a poppet... A poppet may signify... Now, woman, will you please come with me?
She will not. Fetch Mary here.
No, I am forbid to leave her from my sight.
You'll leave her out of sight and out of mind, mister. Fetch Mary, Elizabeth.
What signifies a poppet, Mr. Cheever?
Why, they say it may signify that she...
He has lifted the poppet's skirt, and his eyes widen in astonished fear.
Why, this... This...
What's there?
Why, it is a needle. Herrick, it is a needle.
And what signifies a needle?
Why, this go hard with her, Proctor. This... I had my doubts, Proctor. I had my doubts, but here's calamity. You see it, sir. It is a needle.
Why? What meaning has it?
The girl. The Williams girl. Abigail Williams, sir. She sat to dinner in Reverend Parris's house tonight, and without word nor warning, she falls to the floor. Like a struck beast, he says, and screamed a scream that a bull would weep to hear. And he goes to save her, and stuck 2 inches in the flesh of her belly, he draw a needle out, and demanding of her how she come to be so stabbed, she... Testify it were your wife's familiar spirit pushed it in.
Well, she done it herself. I hope you're not taking this for proof, mister.
'Tis hard proof. I find here a poppet Goody Proctor keeps. I have found it, sir. And in the belly of the poppet, a needle stuck. I tell you, true Proctor, I never warranted to see such proof of hell, and I bid you obstruct me not, for I...
Enter Elizabeth with Mary Warren. Proctor, seeing Mary Warren, draws her by the arm to Hale.
Here now. Mary, how did this poppet come into my house?
What poppet that, sir?
This poppet!
Why, I think it is mine.
It is your poppet, is it not?
It is, sir.
And how did it come into this house?
Why, I made it in the court, sir, and give it to Goody Proctor tonight.
Now, sir, do you have it?
Mary Warren, a needle have been found inside this poppet.
Why, I meant no harm by it, sir.
You stuck the needle in yourself?
I believe I did, sir.
What say you now?
Child, you are certain this be your natural memory. May it be, perhaps, that someone conjures you even now to say this?
Conjures me? Why, no, sir, I am entirely myself, I think. Let you ask Susanna Walcott. She saw me sewing it in court. Ask Abby. Abby sat beside me when I made it.
Bid him be gone. Your mind is surely settled now. Bid him out, Mr. Hale.
What signifies a needle?
Mary, you charge a cold and cruel murder on Abigail.
Murder? I charge no...
Abigail were stabbed tonight. A needle were found stuck into her belly.
And she charges me?
Aye.
Why? The girl is murder. She must be ripped out of the world.
You've heard that, sir. Ripped out of the world. Eric, you heard it. Out with you. Proctor, you dare not touch the warrant. Out with you. You've ripped the deputy governor's warrant, man. Damn the deputy governor. Out of my house.
Now, Proctor, Proctor.
Get your gun with them. You are a broken minister.
Proctor, if she is innocent, the court...
If she is innocent. Why do you never wonder if Paris be innocent or Abigail? Is the accuser always holy now? Were they born this morning as clean as God's fingers? I'll tell you what's walking Salem. Vengeance is walking Salem. We are what we always were in Salem. But now the little crazy children are jangling the keys of the kingdom, and common vengeance writes the law. This warrants vengeance. I'll not give my wife to vengeance.
I'll go, John.
You will not go.
I have 9 men outside. You cannot keep her. The law binds me, John. I cannot budge.
Will you see her taken?
Proctor, the court is just.
Pontius Pilate! God will not let you wash your hands of this.
John, I think I must go with them. Mary, there is bread enough for the morning. You will bake in the afternoon. Help Mr. Proctor as you were his daughter. You owe me that, and much more. When the children wake, speak nothing of witchcraft. It will frighten them.
I will bring you home. I will bring you soon.
Oh, John, bring me soon.
I will fall like an ocean on that court. Fear nothing, Elizabeth.
I will fear nothing. Tell the children I have gone to visit someone sick.
She walks out the door, Herrick and Cheever behind her. For a moment, Proctor watches from the doorway. The clank of chain is heard.
Herrick! Herrick, don't chain her! Damn you, man! You will not chain her! Off with them! I'll not have it! I will not have her chained!
There are other men's voices against his. Hale, in a fever of guilt and uncertainty, turns from the door to avoid the sight. Mary Warren bursts into tears and sits weeping. Giles Corey calls to Hale.
And yet, silent minister, it is fraud. You know it is fraud. What keeps you, man?
Proctor is half braced, half pushed into the room by 2 deputies and Herrick.
I'll pay you, Herrick. I will surely pay you.
In God's name, John, I cannot help myself. I must chain them all. Now let you keep inside this house till I am gone.
Mr. Proctor.
Out of my sight.
Charity, Proctor, charity. What I have heard in her favor, I will not fear to testify in court. God help me, I cannot judge her guilty or innocent. I know not. Only this consider. The world goes mad, and it profit nothing you should lay the cause to the vengeance of a little girl.
You are a coward. Though you be ordained in God's own tears, you are a coward now.
Proctor, I cannot think God be provoked so grandly by such a petty cause. The jails are packed. Our greatest judges sit in Salem now, and hangings promised. Man, we must look to cause proportionate. Were there murder done, perhaps, and never brought to light? Abomination? Some secret blasphemy that stinks to heaven? Think on cause, man, and let you help me to discover it. For there's your way, believe it. There is your only way, when such confusion strikes upon the world.
He goes to Giles and Francis.
Let you counsel among yourselves. Think on your village, and what may have drawn from heaven such thundering wrath upon you all. I shall pray God open up our eyes.
Hale goes out.
I never heard no murder done in Salem.
Leave me, Francis, leave me.
John, tell me, are we lost?
Go home now, Giles. We'll speak on it tomorrow.
Let you think on it. We'll come early, eh?
Aye. Go now, Giles.
Good night, then.
Mr. Proctor... Very likely they'll let her come home once they're given proper evidence.
You're coming to the court with me, Mary. You will tell it in the court.
I cannot charge murder on Abigail.
You will tell the court how that poppet came here and who stuck the needle in.
She'll kill me for saying that. Abby will charge lecher on you, Mr. Proctor.
She's told you.
I have known it, sir. She'll ruin you with it. I know she will.
Good. Then her saintliness is done with. We will slide together into our pit. You will tell the court what you know.
I cannot. They'll turn on me. I cannot. I cannot.
My wife will never die for me. I will bring your guts into your mouth, but that goodness will not die for me.
I cannot do it. I cannot.
Make your peace with it. Now heaven and hell grapple on our backs, and all our old pretense is ripped away. Make your peace.
He throws her to the floor where she sobs.
I cannot, I cannot.
And now, half to himself, staring and turning to the open door.
Peace. It is a providence, and no great change. We are only what we always were, but naked now. I, naked. And the wind, God's icy wind, will blow.
I cannot, I cannot. I cannot.
The curtain falls. 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 Curtain falls.